morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on this morning. Sure appreciate it.
Tell us what you do there.
Well, the Michigan Children's Trust Fund is an organization that was created in the early 1980s, and its sole purpose is to have a protected source of resources to fund child abuse prevention programs throughout the state of Michigan. We are, I think, what a lot of people appreciate in that we are a true public-private partnership. We have a little bit of public money that comes from the federal government to support child abuse prevention, but most of our money really is through donations of citizens of this great state of ours. Some people may have seen our license plate on cars traveling around the state. We have a Children's Trust Fund license plate that people can purchase. We have the opportunity, or taxpayers have the opportunity, to check off when they do their state taxes and support us a little bit. And then come May, on May 16th, we have our annual, what we call our signature auction event, which we hold at the Lansing Center in downtown Lansing. And that is really kind of a go-to event here in the greater Lansing area now. And last year, we raised over $500,000 to support child abuse prevention work throughout the state.
So how do you identify the children, and how do you get the funding to them?
Well, what we do is we push the money out of the trust fund in two different ways. So one way, we have what we call child abuse and neglect councils. And among them, we blanket the entire state with these councils that are really a presence in every community in the state, where there is somebody in the community that works with local funding sources to identify programs and services that would benefit at-risk families, and also provide education about child abuse and good parenting and resilience and connecting families to support services in the community appropriate to their needs. So we have those councils, and then the other thing that we do, we have a competitive grant process every year. And the idea of those grants is to really try to hone in and identify those most vulnerable families in any community that could benefit from services. You know, the kind of families that maybe there are poverty, or maybe there's been abuse and neglect in their family circumstances in the past, families that are isolated, you know, a variety of what we call risk factors. And we identify those families in a positive way, but then connect them with support services that are appropriate to their needs. And we know that we do this, and when we do this well, we really do make a difference for the kids in those families. And ultimately, when this is done in a comprehensive way, we're preventing child abuse and neglect.
How many kids do you think your program affects?
Well, through the broad education pieces, we connect with thousands and thousands of children and families throughout the state. But that's broad education. The direct services grants, we're probably connecting with 15, 20, 30,000 children and families throughout the state in any given year. It isn't enough. You know, there are a tremendous amount of families that could benefit from our work. I mean, one of the things that we're going to talk about today when we get out on the Capitol is that last year there were over 32,000 children that were confirmed victims of child abuse and neglect, and that was in a given year. So part of what we're going to do today is that we're going to pause and acknowledge that, but we're also going to celebrate all the good work that's going on throughout the state of Michigan to support those families.
All right. As you mentioned, today's a big day at the state Capitol steps. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, at 11 o'clock today, we're going to have a rally on the Capitol steps, and we're expecting anywhere from 300 to 500 people to come and join us there today. And we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to have a few people talk. I'm going to MC the event, but we're going to have the director of the Department of Human Services, Maura Corrigan, Senator Randy Richardville, and Senator Gretchen Whitmer will both be there with us. Our board chair, Lori Wirtz, will be there. We're going to have some entertainment. We've got a brass quartet from Michigan State University. We have a kids choir, and we have a Lansing Community College choir that are going to be there and entertain. And so we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that I just mentioned, and stop and acknowledge the issue of child abuse and neglect in the state, but again, celebrate all the great work that's going on in the state. And when we finish that little entertainment in talking with the crowd, we're going to have a short little parade from the Capitol steps up to the corner of Michigan and Washington. There's a little kind of a roundabout there with a garden in the middle, and we're going to plant a pinwheel garden. And we use the pinwheel as a symbol of innocence and everything that we think a child deserves, and it's really become the symbol of child abuse prevention. So we're all going to march up and plant our pinwheels in that little median there. there at the corner of Michigan and Washington. And then when we finish that, many of the people that are coming in from around the state are going to take the opportunity to go visit their legislators and talk a little bit about the great work that they're doing in their communities.
All right, so the Children's Trust Fund rally will be at the steps of the state capitol. It's today at 11 o'clock, and then there will be
11 o'clock sharp.
And you've got some pretty cool folks who will be there to speak.
Yep.
For folks who want more information, where can they go, or can they just show up?
They can just show up, and we encourage all your listeners to come and join us today. It's going to be a fun day. And God permitting, it looks like the weather's going to hold off for us. I was looking at the national map yesterday, and it looked like we're going to get a little rain from the Minnesota, Wisconsin, our friends over that way. But it looks like it's going to hold off for us. So we're going to have a nice morning this morning, and we encourage everybody to come and join us.
Michael Foley is the executive director of the Children's Trust Fund. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Tony, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.